you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel presents A Trudvang Chronicles Adventure. Wildheart. You might be all right to turn the corner and fire away.
That's why I took the outside corner on an inside turn.
Yep. Yeah, so everybody take fear points first.
I haven't even seen the damn thing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, sorry. When you see it, take fear points. My apologies.
Say, otherwise, I would have rolled for the monster lore.
Do I continue taking fear points?
No, it's just when you initially see
it. Just a one shot.
It says in there that he can actually... It just sounds like, legitimately, it just sounds like... DM caveat to apply potential issues for rolling through encounters. Because it even says if you see another one of these later today, Lucas is supposed to modify it by whatever he deems appropriate. There's not even an extra roll.
Unless you see like a whole pack of them, which would be more intense.
But very much like some of the rolls, I think comparing it to sand rolls in Call of Cthulhu is pretty appropriate because there's a lot of DM caveat in how that's handled.
Right.
Keep putting my die out there to remember what the hell my initiative is since I have to calculate it and then God knows how many rounds of combat before I get to do fuck all. And this is going to be like, what's your combat again? What's your initiative again? I don't know. This plus this plus this.
Anything above 10?
Yes.
You may act first.
What did you get, Grady?
8.
What's your initiative modifier?
No. With everything calculated up, I'm at an 8.
I thought you rolled an 8.
No, I didn't roll an 8. I rolled like a 4.
Oh, 12.
Okay. You may act first.
I'm going to move 2 steps back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's free for you, I think, right?
No, he's going to go straight
back. 1 free, 2 combat, or 2 of the combat action points.
Gotcha.
And 2 shots at this thing. 11 SV apiece. Hit and a miss.
Roll your damage.
It's a 5.
Thwap.
You sink an arrow into this thing, and it kind of just looks at you and snarls.
Yeah. You're big, you're scary, we get it.
Wait till you see, we have a bear.
Grr.
11. No. I'm at 10. Who's got 10?
Nope, that's you.
Cool.
So his initiative was plus 0, and he's acting on 10.
I rolled a 10.
I say either he rolled a 10, or his math sucks.
0 plus 0 is 100.
You said it was 5 away, so now theoretically it should be 7 away, so it's going to take 7 squares to get to Jeff.
Sure is. He'll move all 7 squares. When this thing moves, it's like lightning. The thing is super fast.
Lucas isn't specifying, so we'll do something that's a little nicer for us.
There we go. And that's fine. All see it, so now we do the fear thing.
Yeah, if you see it, go ahead and take your fear points. It's in your line of sight.
It's a snarling dog on a unicycle. That's why it moves so fast.
With your psyche, you give me 1 fear point.
Yeah. If...
Oh, you can also roll your lore, too.
It means Bear probably has to move 1 extra square, which kind of sucks, but it gives Daniel and I perfect fields of fire by moving him in that direction.
That's all right.
I guess this thing free is, movement like, you anyway. Could almost ride this thing as a dwarf, probably.
That was
Rolls SV. That claw is going to hit.
By how much?
It's a fair question.
What's your SV and what did you roll?
16. I rolled a 12.
Okay, so by four.
So you can evade with your evade minus four. That's not good enough.
Nope, I didn't evade. 16 over 13.
2d10.
Yeah, just roll it, Lucas.
It's actually not that bad. Any pluses to this?
Well, 2d10 would be 10 damage, would be the average.
No. It's 6 damage. He rears back with one claw and swipes at you, and he rears back with the second claw to swipe at you.
Yep.
That's a success by one.
Okay. I get two evades because I took 3 points in evade. And I rolled a 2.
So you succeed on that evade?
Yeah.
All right. So he clops you in one shoulder, and then you kind of stumble back out of the way in the second hit. And then it just kind of looks at you again, like its mouth just super wide, creepy, ready to fucking bite you. Who is next? That was 10-9.
This thing has rabies, doesn't it?
I'm on 8. I'm going to take my free step back. I still have the angle.
Yeah, go for it.
That's rolling 2 sevens.
Your roll, bro. Your roll.
It's a 6 and a 16.
Did you hit one?
Well, a 6 is under 7, yes.
Okay.
What are we currently at right now? In the turn order?
8.
Okay.
1 point. Wah, wah.
1 point?
Yep.
You fire that arrow and it hits it.
And it doesn't do any damage because it's got damage reduction or some bullshit.
It doesn't seem to hurt him at all.
It's undead.
Nah, it's one of those things when you fight 6 of them, you know they're weaker than you. When you fight one of them, you know it's a lot stronger than you.
Inverse
7.
I'm also at an 8.
Oh, you're also at 8?
Yes.
He's got a faster dex, I think, anyway. So go ahead and go.
Yeah, he did.
This is where Daniel needs to come up clutch when we face things like this.
He still hasn't told us what it is yet.
Yeah, could I make... Do I have to do anything to make a roll against that right now?
The lore.
If you want to make a monster lore roll, you can.
Is that going to do anything? Like, is that going to take my movement or anything?
I'm trying to decide whether or not it would take your action.
I don't think so.
I don't think it does, though. Go ahead and roll it, and then you can act.
He just says, oh my god, it's...
And if it does, then we'll modify it next time we play. But for now, go ahead and roll it.
It's a dog-a-cycle.
That's a fail.
Aww.
You're unsure.
It's just ugly. I don't know what that is, but I know I don't like it.
I'll tell you when we're done if nobody rolls, because it's kind of cool.
See, now if you circle this way, then that keeps the fields of fire open. And it also gives him a chance to step back and for you to tank it.
That's the plan. I was thinking about taking the back corner here.
Yeah, absolutely. Because how many squares do you get free?
2.
Yeah, so it only costs you 2 to step right up next to Jeff.
And I actually have movement points that I can put into it.
Yep.
Basically, I expect myself to be able to move 4 spaces before anything else gets used up.
Okay, I am going to cast my Hand of Death again. It's really the only damaging spell I have right at the moment.
Okay. He uses Death Ray.
It's a level 1 spell, so it's minus 2. I used 4 Venture points to negate that minus 2, so it's a 14.
Do I have to roll something?
If I hit.
If you hit. Oh, that's right. Because, okay.
That's a 3, so that is a hit.
Cool. So what am I rolling for?
6 Constitution Mirror applies, but it is at a negative 6. So, because it's a potent, because my potent. My potency. It's mm-hmm. just like the other creatures where I knocked it down to a 1.
Right.
But his constitution modifier fire will apply.
So you'd need to roll under whatever your con modifier is.
Basically, yes.
Because Lucas is, or Daniel's spent enough points to make it a, you have to crit. So.
No, that's just my skill. Because I got a skill that makes my spells more potent.
Gotcha.
So yeah, basically, unless they have higher con, you said?
Yeah.
Then
for this spell specifically.
Let me check the bestiary so that I don't have that listed in the box.
Okay, that's fine.
This thing doesn't seem to have a con modifier, so.
Then it's got to roll 1.
Fail.
3 points of damage.
I just want the edit in here every time he uses the hand of death needs to be some horrifically overstaged, like, rescue 911 heart attack sound.
Oh, I found it. It's a plus 6 for con.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. So it's got to roll a 6 or less.
I rolled a 7, so you still got him.
Okay, 3 points of damage.
It's above everything else. It's not listed the way everything else is.
And I cast this one to last 2 rounds, so.
All right, so that was, you were 8, 7?
6. I mean, at this point, we're just waiting on 1 5, now.
4. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to 1, 2, spend 2 movement points.
Here comes the bear, Ogro.
All right, I'm going to split my attack into 2. So, let's see here. Should I keep some for parry? Because I can't evade.
I don't think so at this point, can you? Because you're at the bottom of the order? It's already attacked, so it's not attacking again this round.
Oh, that's true. Okay. 2 hits.
That's
split
true.
Even.
Like, there, it's very advantageous to have him go last.
There's 1 hit.
Oof.
Unanimous.
Go ahead and roll damage.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
That didn't work.
You dropped it. You didn't roll it.
I did drop it. It rolled out the side of my hand.
I know, but we made
Don't
sure
say
what
it
was
rolled.
On it before we said something.
There we go. I hit it for 10. There. That was definitely a womp womp moment.
Oh, does the spear do anything weird?
That's a good question.
Does Are you using spear? The spear? Because I'm assuming there are different statistics for it.
I don't have anything in two-handed at the moment, so I'm keeping it in my back.
I'm assuming.
Pack?
Is this? Oh. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm keeping it back there.
It's a short spear, so I think it's one-handed.
One-handed?
A little spijot. Remember, a little spijot is a...
I'll definitely have to put a point into that later.
Yeah.
It doesn't give me like a special bonus, does it? For having it in my inventory?
No.
Damn.
It's a one-handed light?
Mm-hmm. Would you like it?
Well, right now you're in the middle of combat.
The initial modifier is only a minus 1, too.
Really? It's the same as my dagger.
I'd like...
So you did how many points? 10 points?
10 points.
Okay.
It's got to be like a yardstick then, right? Like,
it's basically a sharp and pointy ruler.
New initiatives.
Bottom of the order.
Ooh. Roll better.
You know, I'm okay being at the bottom of the order with this.
For you, yes. I like you being at the bottom of the order. Because if you need to parry, you can spend the points early. And if you don't need to parry, especially fighting one thing.
Exactly. I can just dump it into damage. Just, hey, guess what? You're going to really regret doing this.
So if I'm reading this right, for combat, I have 4 free and I have 1 armed. So with my staff, it has a weapon action of 3, so it's going to take me 3 points to swing with it once.
No. You can make three weapon actions with that. That includes attacks, that includes parries, anything. That's how many times you can use that staff in a round.
Okay, and so then what determines how many points I have?
What you just calculated. Yeah,
to 5.
You have 5 total points that you can use. Do you have any points in... You know, no, you don't have any points in staff.
No, he's pretty much glass cannon.
Right.
I have points in fighting and light hand weapons.
You do? Oh, okay.
That is a 4.
What is a staff?
Light... Weapons.
Okay, so is that a 1 or a 2?
It's a 2, so it's a plus 4.
It's a plus 4, which will go like right there. So that's 9 points to use a staff. 4 plus 4 plus 1.
So if you swing only with your staff as your action, you're using all your points to roll on a, what'd you say, 9?
Yeah, you mm-hmm. could.
You could roll a 9 or less and hit with your stick.
Or you can use those points to parry with it.
Which may be nice if you don't have a bunch in evade.
Oh, is parry not a skill?
No.
Got it. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So then I could spend just save all my points to roll 9 or less to try to parry.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. I understand now. I just haven't actually had to use combat points, so.
No worries.
Most of the book is all Vintner craft.
Yeah.
Like, this much is combat and weapons and skills, and the rest of it is Vintner craft. You had a lot more to read than we did.
Or the religion. It's probably a mix between. Yeah.
Okay. Higher than 10?
10.
Go for it.
I'm going to move back 2 squares. He can take an attack if he wants.
He will.
Yeah. Yup.
You know what? He won't.
He won't?
No.
Lucas is getting smarter.
In fact, when he moves back, he grumbles. When you move back, he kind of grumbles.
Aww.
That sneer gets a little bigger.
Huh?
His sneer gets a little bigger. Like he's happy about it.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't like you.
2 shots.
Oh, you're still on him. Okay.
I am.
Oh, man.
So, minus
he's
5.
He's in combat.
Minus 5.
Yeah. It makes 2 shots significantly harder.
Okay, before I... This may affect how I do things.
Sure.
What does it take to draw a different weapon?
Points.
Yes.
How many?
2 pi r the number of your height plus the weight modifier of the weapon.
What does the circumference of the circle have to do with anything?
That's how far you have to go around your gut to reach the weapon behind you.
He's a dwarf. You can just reach over his shoulder. That's how you reach over your shoulder. Have you seen your arms?
It's 10 points to draw a weapon.
No shit.
It's like trying to get up. Without medical assistance.
Also subtracting 10 from the initiative roll.
Also subtracting 10 from
sometimes
the initiative.
Sometimes a character must draw a weapon that is tucked away by spending 10 combat points and also subtracting 10 from their initiative roll for any further actions.
We need quick draw actions.
That's dog shit.
It so is. So
all right, then my initiative
is.
Will drop to 0.
And you're going to stay up there?
I'll stay up there.
It's really...
Give him another target.
It may not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. 9. 8.
Nah, I roll like shit.
7. 6. 5. 4.
Now I can go. I was again 7s. Because I got 19. Am I doing that right? I got 19 and it's minus 5 per shot going at them. Because it's into combat?
Yeah.
2 sevens.
So it would be... No, that wouldn't be right.
19 minus 5 is 14. If you split it in half, that's 2 sevens.
You're taking 2 shots, though. Both of them would have to be at a minus 5. Does that make sense?
Oh. I guess that does make sense.
Yeah. That's why Jeff was doing the math, and he's like, man, I can't really just thwip, 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 thwip. It's going to be better probably to dump... Because that's where you get to sit there and do the math. Okay, so the first shot, if I did it, would be at a 14. So if I do just 1 shot, right, it'd be at a 14.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to do 2 shots, I'm actually taking 10 off the 19.
So you'd have 9 total.
Yeah, I'd have to shoot at like a 9. Oof. The math gets ugly.
Yeah, it's probably better just to take the 1 shot and try for an open roll.
Yeah. All right. So we'll take the 1 shot on the bear on the unicycle, or whatever it is, cool. Since we don't know what it is yet. The circus act on a 14. I rolled a 4.
Sounds like a good roll.
I rolled 8 damage.
Any modifier?
No, not on a
range. Oh, yeah. It's a bow.
No matter how hard you pull the bow back, it still travels roughly at the same penetration of distance.
Same penetrating power.
I'm at a 3 in initiative. Anybody else at a 3?
But see, now you've got your points now if you want to parry.
That's right.
It is going to rear back and swing it at Bear Tear. That will be a hit.
So now if you wanted to dump some points into... I don't know how it works, but if you want to dump some points into parry, now would be your opportunity.
Let's see here. I have 1 in armed, foreign shield bearer. 10 free and 4 in that, so I have 19 to work with. I can't remember how does parry work exactly in this situation.
It's like making a weapon attack.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You decide how much, how many points you want to spend on it, and roll against that.
Okay.
If you succeed, then you parry.
So, I mean, you could basically make it like a 9. You know, you could spend a 9 or a 10 in it and still have 9 or 10 left over. Yeah. Because you have points in shield, right? So you're using
I do. It's the same as my heavy weapon.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, I mean, you could probably do easily an 8 or a 9 just by using your free, it sounds like.
Well, you use the points that are assigned to shield.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Using the shield plus the free plus, you know, a couple other points, he could easily make it a 50-50 shot of not being hit.
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha!
You successfully parried, so hang on a second. Let me roll damage.
Boom!
I rolled a total of 10 damage. Your success. All right. You deflect the amount of damage that you succeeded on the roll. Is that correct?
Huh?
Parries.
No. Parry, you take no damage, but your weapon takes a hit. So how much
damage... The shield takes the hit. Oh, your shield takes 10 points of damage total.
So what is
the... Over my PV. So my PV takes the thing, and then the damage that's absorbed is what's left over.
Yeah, so what's your PV on the shield?
5.
So 5 points to the PV, 5 points to the BV.
Mm-hmm. No. 1 point to the BV. Every point that goes past the PV deals 1 point to the BV.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
So if your BV drops by 10, your PV drops as well.
Yep. So at the point, it's...
Because it degrades your shield.
For the listeners at home, that is breaking value and penetration value, right?
Protection value.
Protection.
So of the shield, which is a 5, you are protected by 5, and then 5 damage was done to the shield?
No.
1 damage.
Anytime the damage surpasses the protection value of the shield takes 1 point of damage.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So you're able to block 5 since it's your shield takes all of it. Because it went past the PV value of 5, which is the base value, it takes 1 damage into breaking.
Yes. Yep.
Got it.
Over time, it will degrade and be less useful if you do not fix it. Luckily, you got points for that.
Every 10 points.
Right.
Yep.
Sorry, it gets a second attack.
Is it going after Bear or me?
Yeah, he'll swipe at you next.
Okay.
One swipe at Bear, one swipe at you. Slightly lower SV. That's a fail. He misses you.
Okay.
Too much for this tiger on a tricycle to do.
Yeah. Hit my shield. I pushed it away. It tried to go after you. Tripped on its own feet. Right over that unicycle.
Okay. So that was 3-2.
I mean, Alec, Jeff is 0, so are you negative, Alex?
I am negative.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff, you're next.
Okay. I will spend the 10 points to draw my dagger.
Daniel, did you even go this round? I have forgotten.
I am at a negative... -1.
Okay.
He goes before me.
Perfect. It's like, I don't think I took more damage.
Like,
spell,
I understand why they say it's a scale from 20 to 0, but just looking at it logically, it really is probably more like, say, 12 or 14 to like a -5. Yeah, that's probably the better range.
No, I'm
not a false statement.
I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Is there flanking or anything like that where we can arrange ourselves around this thing to give ourselves a bonus?
Not that we've noticed so far, anyway.
Yeah, prone doesn't do anything. I'm sure flanking's completely overlooked, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but...
Oh, I mean, it's not specified anywhere so far, so I imagine flanking is not a thing.
Okay. Does your creature have a perception value?
A perception value?
Yep. Like finding and spotting. Or something like that.
Jeff's going to be sneaky.
It has the perception ability. I mean, it's base, really.
Does it have a value? Oh, no. Perception is an ability modifier. Mm-hmm. So does it have an ability modifier for perception?
does. I just got to find it the right page.
Okay.
This is not giving me one.
So it's a zero.
That's probably fair.
Okay. And I spent 10 points to draw my weapon.
You did.
Okay.
But that... with what, 12?
That, no. Because my dagger is lower than my bow.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I can spend 2 of the combat action points to draw the weapon, right?
Yes, it is a combat action, yes.
Okay. So that takes 8 away. I have 18 total, so that leaves me with 10.
Okay.
I'm going to spend...
You're still bottom of the order. So unless you're going to double up, you might as well spend it all.
He's not bottom of the order.
Well, no. He's not going to have to parry from Daniel.
No, right. But I don't know if this thing left points to parry.
Well.
So I'm going to feint.
Ah.
I'm going to spend 2 points off the top of my amount. So I have to roll under an 8 with what's left.
So you're being tactical with Lucas.
Yep.
You're being tactical with Lucas.
I missed. Okay. Even if I saved the 2 points, I still would have missed.
Okay. Then I guess it's Daniel at -1.
Next.
Hard attack. Hard attack. Hard
he
attack.
He does have that spell going.
I'll do that first. This is the last round. It is active.
Okay.
Ooh. 9 points.
Plus...
9 more points.
Ooh,
10 more points. 2 more points.
31 points of damage.
31 points of damage as your spell squeezes on this thing's heart.
William Shatner's ready to cut the commercial break.
It snarls and kind of winces in pain and then looks at you.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know that I describe that as fine, but sure. You did 31 points of damage, which would have killed most of the creatures together that we fought a minute ago.
That would have killed me in one shot.
I mean, he looks weaker.
I would hope so.
I am going to cast Courage on Bolga. You can do it!
So supportive.
That is a success. It would have been 14 was my goal. It was -4 for the spell. I used 2 Venter points to knock it down to 1. So then that means it would have been an 11. I rolled an 8. So what that does for you, Jeff, is you get some, you gain some fear back.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
That is 9, so you're back at none.
I am. All good now.
That's a really nice shot to its clogging up its arteries.
One too many burgers.
I was going to say, yeah. You gave it all the salt.
Sorry, that is a weave time of 2 action rounds, so you won't have it back until next round, but...
That's fair.
Okay.
It's not. You're not going to modify it.
As long as you're not going to gain no more between now and then you'll be fine.
You'll get
and then I will. Combat. I'm going to move back a little bit because he looks like he's mad at me. Okay.
Thank you. Bear Tear. I imagine you're the last in the order, right?
I am last in the order. Bring thank on. You. Let me just calculate this real quick. So I used that.
Ask him a question.
12. Okay.
So you used a bunch of points to parry earlier.
I did.
That left.
But because I used 2 from my actions and parries, the armed action, and then 4 from my shield, and then the remainder from my free actions, I have 12 left to attack with my thing. So perfect. I'm going to just dump them all in there.
Go for it.
Hit him as hard as I can one time. I got him.
Nice.
Yep. For 8. Sometimes it helps to be strong.
Sometimes it helps to boost up your magic so you can get more open rolls.
Exactly. Yeah.
New initiatives.
I need to hit that 10 initiative.
I got to spend 5 enter points to beef it up to increase the open roll, and every 5 I spend, it goes up a step.
Nice.
Or down a step, I should say, I guess.
There you go.
Anything over 10?
Nope.
I'm at 10.
10 it is. Go for it.
Bold
Daniel? Down.
I'm at 9, casting a spell.
Okay.
Stabbity, stabbity.
Yep, that's... Did we ever figure out if there's any kind of flanking or anything for positioning?
There's nothing that I can find.
There's nothing? Okay. Yeah. All right. 2 attacks. 9 each. Miss and a hit.
Damage.
It's a really nice miss there.
3 points of damage.
Plus strength? No.
Nope.
All right.
As long as he's not feeble. Okay, magician.
9?
Yep, right here. I'm just going to do... actually, I got to move up one because the range is 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Hand of death again. So I'm just going to do this just... flat out. This is just base, so I'm not using any more venture points to boost it. Because I'm running low. And that will be a miss. Because it's -2 for the spell. So it goes from 14 to 12, and I got 13.
Okay.
So.
Anything else? 8.
That's me. I will take one shot at it. The 14. I rolled a 4.
It's a hit.
I rolled my d10 of damage. That's another 8 points of damage. Turn it into a pincushion.
Still standing, still pissed off. 7. 6.
I'm just going to be honest. I'm at 0.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I already went. You're, all right. It's you and then...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you already went.
Just to say, it's
you and I are both 0.
I have a dex of 2. You have a dex of 2. We did a roll-off last time. Mm. No?
That was a different creature.
That was a different creature. Shit. They all look the same, even the horrifying ones.
Man, this Steve guy is really racist.
I'm talking about fish, man. What are you talking about? You racist. Racist fuck.
I'm talking about the alligator on an ATV. I keep trying to come up with more things with more wheels.
I am festered.
How about a serpent and a 16-wheeler?
How about you just go up to a hippo on an, I don't know, PCR?
How about a gorilla on a gyrocopter?
Jaguar and a jet.
We'll be there.
Wow, we both get attacks?
Both can take your attack of opportunity. This thing backs up, snarling, pissed off.
And we just roll.
It's rolling to hit. It's spending points.
Oh.
You got to spend points to do it. But you can get an attack on it. It's a free action. You just got to spend the points to do it. You can't take an attack of opportunity?
I spent my points.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That's why being low in the initiative order is probably beneficial.
So it's just you, so you can make your attack of opportunity if you wish.
I'd actually be interested to see how many monsters.
I spend 10 points on my attack of opportunity.
Go ahead and roll for it, sir. Damn.
And I miss.
That is a miss.
I miss horribly.
You swing a little wide. This thing sort of ducks and backs up, snarls at you.
Revs the engine on its motorcycle.
Flip at the bird.
It sort of looks at the ground for a split second, and when it looks back up, you see its teeth, something behind its teeth begin to glow as it opens up its maw and shoots fire at you.
Okay, then. Demon dog.
Huh.
Night of fire.
Does it just shoot it randomly, or does it shoot at a person?
I'm assuming it's going to shoot it in a ray, and it's going to hit both of you.
It is a D10 amount of meters distance.
Low roll. It's got to be at least a 4.
It will hit. It will just hit you.
I was hoping Lucas backed it up.
It will just hit you.
One too many squares.
Well, it's a D10 plus numbers.
It hit 0. It ends up toasting its own nose.
It is 2d10 OR 8 to 10.
That's really kind of unfortunate. That's low rolls, low rolls.
Jesus Christ.
Yep, doesn't sound like any open rolls to me.
No, it is. It's 11 points total of fire damage.
To both of us?
Yep, it's a cone.
How much?
It's a cone, 11 points.
Okay. What did it roll to hit?
It's a fire breath weapon. It goes right. Like a cone. Your only option is to evade it.
Yes, I know.
So it's yes.
Right. Do I have a minus to my roll?
Based on.
It's usually based on their degree of success.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's treating it right now as like a spell-like ability. He didn't roll. He just did it.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec.
How much damage did you say?
11.
Fuck.
How many minuses are you taking now?
Oof.
You in the negative, what, 5 range? Because I think it goes like 1, 3, 5, 7?
No, it's 0, 1, 3, 7. Oh. I'm in the negative 3.
Jeff is seriously injured.
Oh, there it is. It's Bear Terror's turn. Little singed.
I would say 11 points is more than a little singed. Singe is what happens when you screw around with a gas grill. That was, I was taking a face first a backdraft.
Yeah, I can't heal that, Jeff. Sorry.
Damaged.
He's got some healing that he can help you with eventually, but.
Yeah. It's going to suck.
Yep.
All right. Well, that jerk ran away.
Start thinking about if you're going to take another minus 10 to swap your weapons again.
Let's see here.
No,
I never dropped my bow. I've got it in my offhand.
So you spent 10 earlier for your op attack. It's going to cost you some maybe a couple of points to get to him to hit him again.
Well, I got my 2 movement, free movement. And then I also have my movement points, which I haven't used this round. So it wouldn't cost me anything to get up here except for that.
I just dropped my dagger.
Yeah, so it'll cost you like 2 points.
2 points out of 4.
Cool.
Okay. Now how many points do you have left?
9.
Oh, thanks.
Worth a shot.
Let's just beat on it. I beat it with a stick with a giant metal thing on the end.
Oof. That's a miss.
That is a miss by 1.
New initiatives.
This one's doing better. Still using that.
Yep. Use that one later. Anything over 10?
17.
I think you get to go first.
I'll take 2 steps back.
That way?
Sure, that's fine.
He's in melee again.
Yep. Bow still in the offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the dagger. Does that cost points?
I don't think it costs a drop.
No. Okay. Then I will take 1 good shot. Well, no, that still gives me 22 points.
It would cost points. It would not cost points to drop it. It would cost points to sheath it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about dropping it. I'm going to do a 15 and a 7.
Fire away.
That math isn't right, I don't think.
22 points?
But you're firing into melee, so it's minus 5.
That's right.
Shot.
So it'd be a... Oh.
That's why I've been doing 1 shot instead of 2.
Then I'm going to do 1 shot. I'm going to burn 20 points to do 1 shot at a 15.
Okay.
That's why I've been doing 1 shot instead of 2.
No, it makes sense. I'm glad you said something. 10 under 15.
Hits.
3 points of fucking damage.
Should I stop going in melee over here? Since all these long distance guys.
It's just
going to your best at, so.
Huh?
No, I mean, it's just going to bum rush us. It just means you're going to literally be tanking damage now.
Anything else over 10? Anybody else over 10?
No, I'm at 9.
All right, 9 of those.
Because I was trying to do the math on my 19, Jeff, and it still doesn't seem like it's worthwhile to do anything more than to take 1 shot. It just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think of, can I do like a 14 and a 2 or whatever, even to just give me a shot, but still it's a minus 5, so it's like, not really.
Right.
I hit.
Good.
5 points of damage. I just keep taking my average 5 points of damage and hope
that
I
pincushion it. Does it look like the damage that we're doing is going through?
Slowly.
Is it getting weaker?
It's, yeah. It's definitely looking weaker. It looks pretty weak.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that, like, our arrows aren't bouncing off or something.
No, they're not bouncing off. They just don't seem to be hurting it as much as you think it should.
Okay.
Is the SV at least being affected?
Clearly, it's a natural armor.
Right. It's got some kind of protection value.
Right. Right, but the question, you know, that's just the question. Are we doing like a raid boss in WoW where like we've spent all our spells and it's gone down like boop of a bar that's like,
oh, no,
boop.
No. You got them down really far, actually.
Okay.
I would hope so with 31 damage from
you're
Daniel.
A 9, 8.
Oh, quick question.
Yes.
I have chainmail on. Did that affect the fire damage from earlier?
I mean, it's armor, so negate. The amount of points your armor is useful to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Your armor still counts for that.
Oh, hey, I forgot that I was at a minus 3, which I shouldn't have been, but...
There we go. That's better.
My hit still would have gone through.
Gotcha. Yeah. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Here.
Man.
I want to move up twice.
I'll be honest and tell you I'm in the negatives this time, so.
How far down?
Negative. Can you go as low as I can go?
We're matching again.
Sorry, I wasn't for sure what I wanted to do, so I gotta do some math real quick for my Venter points.
Good.
Alright, Luke is using a total of 7 Venter points to increase the duration to lower. To increase the range by 5 meters and to lower the spells on only negative 1 instead of negative 2. So I need 13 or lower.
Touch of death.
12. Just enough. 3.
Okay, and I have to...
Yes.
Roll with plus my con, right?
Plus your con, because it's going to be a negative 6. It's a 6 plus con, and
my con is 6, so...
Yes, so it's going to be... Well, technically, you would... So I'm subtracting 6, so that'll make it a 0. So yes, a 6 or better. You're correct.
I rolled an 8.
Okay. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
And this is also active again for another turn, because I spent the last 2 turns.
You definitely noticed that the damage that you're causing is doing a lot more to it.
Resistant to arrows, but not to magic.
It also seems to almost be limping at this point, like very, very droopy. What level of IM are you? I apologize. You're 3? Wait, it's just the 2 of us, right?
It's just
yeah,
the 2
it's
of
just
us.
And
you both have 0.
We're both at negative 2.
Correct. Negative 2,
but I go first because of my dex.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do its best to swipe at you one more time.
Okie dokie. Let's see.
And that is actually a fail, because it's taken a bunch of negatives.
Fantastic. All right, then. It's my
give
turn
it to the what for?
I get 2 hits.
Oh, you're getting 2 hits.
Another fail.
Give it the what for?
I rolled indeed. A 19 and an 18.
All right, well, let's split this 19 down the middle again. It seems to be working out well for me. Nope. Yes.
Roll that damage.
Get an open roll.
Oh. 6.
Plus your strength.
10.
You plant your axe in its head, and it falls at your feet.
Yes, thank goodness.
That was cathartic. I wanted to do that so much earlier in this.
This thing has a natural armor of 4. That's why some of your arrows did nothing, because you were rolling at like 3 damage.
Yep, that's what I was wondering.
For the sake of people at home who might be curious, and for you guys, even though you didn't get the roll, I think it's kind of fun still. Let's just say at some point you look over this beast long enough and you figure out that it is called a dragon warg.
Nice. Okay.
Any special stuff we can take out of it?
Well, we know it has a flame breath.
Yeah.
You can extract bits out of it if you want to.
We know it has natural armor now.
Well, I want to because I have that extracts and potions thing.
Sure. You can extract
pieces.
Blood, whatever you want from it.
Oh, you got skills in that?
Extracts and potions.
Get nice. Its gas sacks.
Anybody have first aid?
Right there. Same.
I think just him.
So
also yes.
Let me do a little bit here. So this you fell this thing. It hits the ground, kind of whines, and its life pitters out.
Okay, it's not going to explode. Thank God.
Can I get sneaking and finding checks? Perception, if you've got it. If you just have perception or whatever the thing is, the main score, you can still roll that too.
2 under 13.
Out of the corner of your eye, you see... Out of the corner, something catches your eye at that glass wall. Ice wall. And you realize that what seemed like some large type of large shadow begins to move, almost as if it was sitting up from a prone position. And I imagine that the rest of you notice this as the dwarf is sort of staring off. You see the shadow almost stand up from its prone position as if it were laying down at one point. And...
I regret everything.
It begins to approach for a moment, almost pounding steps. Loud, heavy, large pounding steps. And it stops. And from where it is, and the light that is hitting it from behind, appears to be some sort of bipedal creature that may or may not have the shape of large horns at the top of it.
We killed Satan's dog.
It then sort of chuckles. You almost hear an echoey, deep rumble that sounds like a chuckle. And then it backs away further and further away until it seemingly just disappears. Thank you all for listening. Wild Heart was written by Theodore Bergqvist and is published and distributed by Riot Minds. Theme music written and composed by Jason Shaw. You can find us online at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's_Brothel on Twitter, and at our website, rancorsbrothel.com.